Let's bring in Randall Grichuk. He is the newest member of the Toronto Blue Jays, joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. Randall, thanks so much. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about free agents still on the market, guys waiting for contracts, guys have to be antsy, spring training's rolling around. Look, you probably got a sense that the Cardinals were looking to move you this offseason. What's it like for a guy, you know, you're not a free agent, but you kind of have an idea you're going to be someplace else. How difficult is it to wait that process out, you know, compared to waiting for a contract?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And, you know, I'm excited to be a Blue Jay, first and foremost. But, yeah, most definitely. You know, going into the offseason, we kind of had a lot of speculation that the Cardinals would do a lot of moves or move a lot of outfielders due to just having so many of them. And then, obviously, they were trying to find an impact bat that they felt like they needed. And, you know, there's a lot of talks and felt like I would have got moved early. And, you know, I went into St. Louis the week before it happened, or the week it happened, actually, and, you know, did my interviews, did my signings, did all that kind of stuff, and still hadn't been moved, and kind of thought, hey, you know, it's not going to happen this year. It's so late in the offseason now, and, you know, I'm probably going to go down to Jupiter here in a few weeks and get the season underway. And, you know, Mo and Blue Jays came calling, so, you know, and here I am.
What was your initial reaction?
I was super excited. You know, Toronto was kind of one of those spots that I kind of saw myself possibly going to. You know, I heard that they were looking for some outfielders early on in the offseason. Like I said, I knew that there was a good opportunity to be traded probably. And, you know, kind of saw an opportunity for a fresh start. Toronto is a good hitter-friendly ballpark, and that's one of the things that I was looking or hoping to be traded to. Obviously, I had no control over it, but yeah, when I heard the news, I was super excited. That AL East division is a fun place to hit.
What did the Blue Jays tell you as far as how you're going to be used? Did they give you an idea of you know, being right field? You know, you may be moved around a bit, maybe see some time at DH. What have they said to you about how they plan on using you?
Yeah, they kind of acknowledged the fact that probably playing majority of the time in right field, but, you know, obviously if you know, Pillard needs a day and they want me to play center, maybe play center a day or possibly DH if, you know, something happens where we need somebody there. So obviously the good thing about me and my game is I feel pretty comfortable playing all three positions, so that's not a problem. But they did mention probably the majority of the time in right field.
You know, Arden Zwelling, one of our writers at Sportsnet.ca, did an article in you just after the trade where he talked about, you know, you being optioned down to single A. You know, you'd been under the impression that, you know, even though you were scuffling, your place in the lineup was pretty secure, you know, that you had your manager had your back, all that good stuff. And, you know, but as Arden points out, you know, after taking a while to sort of process your thoughts, you just decided, you know what, I've got to do something about this here. And it's kind of interesting for us because it's kind of what Roy Halladay, the late Roy Halladay, went through. I mean, he had to go down to the minors to rebuild his whole delivery and his whole mindset. Just tell us a little bit about that process for you. You know, a guy with some success at the major league level. Now you're down there. These guys have clearly presented you a challenge. What was that like, and what was the steps you had to take, Randall, to get back to where you wanted to be?
Yeah, you know, got sent down to High Palm Beach last year, and it wasn't more of a, hey, you know, we're going to send you a message and we're going to send you down to High A to get more at-bats or, you know, be in a more controlled environment and games and anything like that. It was honestly strictly to go down there and work with one of the hitting coaches that was actually based in Florida. So he was down there, and the whole idea was go down there, hit with him, go try to simplify things. I think the major thing with the hitting coach that I hit with, George Greer, was that I feel like personally is his specialty is simplifying things. And I think that's what I was doing, a little bit too much thinking, a little bit too much, too many mechanical adjustments. And it was all kind of just drowning me. So they sent me down there to go work with him for 10 days and
don't even play in games and just hit. I remember we hit so much, my hands were bleeding, blistering up. But we did a lot of talking. And the few things that I learned down there from the mental side was hitting's hard. You know, hitting's hard, and simplifying it is the way to go. And key words, what you say to yourself in situations, what you think might actually be helping could be hurting. So I kind of changed my whole thought process at the plate, in the box, what I tell myself. And, you know, it's a good chance to be able to step back, take a breath, understand that the ability is there, and let me just control the mind a little bit better and find something that sticks mechanically, because I, you know, hand positioning, bat movement, bat path, stance-wise, you know, we were changing up so many different things that it was good to be able to just go down there, work on something, stay consistent on mechanical, but mentally take a step back and breathe and simplify things.